This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, there's a tweet floating around yesterday that highlighted an aspect of the Texans that I think the Texans are quite honestly pretty proud of. Their physicality. Here was Nick Caserio the other day with us. He was on with us on Wednesday. If you missed the interview, it was a good conversation. You can find it on the Payne and Pendergast podcast. Go out of your way to listen to it this weekend while you got some free time. About 45 minutes of conversation with the Texans GM. One of the interesting things that he said was, we're not looking for choir boys out there.
We don't want just a bunch of choir boys walking through this building. Like, you need an edge. Anybody that watches us play on defense sees that we play fast. We play physical. We play with an edge, to the consternation of some people, apparently, you know, throughout the course of the league. But you play, when you play defense, you play with your hair on fire and you play with an edge, and you want the other team to feel you. So who are the players that have those qualities? You could be a maniac on the football field, and then off the field, you can be one of the best guys ever and you want to go hang out with and have a beer or bring to church or whatever it is. And we have a number of players like that.
All right, so that was Nick Caserio. By the way, much to the consternation of others, was clearly another salvo in the Aziz, in the great war of Aziz Alshire versus the NFL, I think, is what
right,
that was.
Right, right. Yeah, clearly. Much to the consternation of others. Yeah. Well, not to mention the Chiefs game.
The Chiefs game now, too, yes.
In the Chiefs game, I feel like America was on the side of the Texans.
No doubt.
I think there are a lot of people that even in making the point that, hey, the Texans lost that game in the fourth quarter with or without penalties.
Yeah.
But still, those were bogus penalties.
Yep.
That people were on the side of the Texans in that one. Maybe the league wasn't. But, I think the – go ahead and lay out all these numbers.
I play that because it highlights the edge with which the Texans play, which can sometimes lead
on defense.
To, on defense, yes. Clear distinction. On defense.
Yeah, having a record-setting false starts is not in playing with an edge.
Not swarming.
That's the opposite. When you're false starting continuously, it's because you're scared of the speed of the other guy.
That's right. Yeah. So there's a graphic making the rounds yesterday. And in large letters, the most fined NFL teams in 2024-25. The teams, and the numbers are final now. Like, the reason this thing came out yesterday is because the league has accumulated and registered all of its fines from the Super Bowl. So the books are
They've
closed.
They've calculated the $50,000 that was taken off the books because Aziz Alshire and Will Anderson had their fines rescinded.
It's like when they're calculating what the salary cap is going to be. Like, finally, we got it. That's what they did. Yeah. So now we know whatever. And the graphic is pretty startling until you dig into it a little bit. Most fined teams in the NFL. Number one, the Houston Texans. I'll just round up. 3.1 million, roughly. Number two, the Los Angeles Chargers. $903,000. So that,
hey, what the hell?
So that pops, right? Like, the Texans are number one, and it's more than triple the next closest team in the league. So it's like, wow. And I would say if I were to just look at the rankings without, you know, if I put my hand over the dollar amount, Seth, and the startling difference between the dollar amounts, I would say, you know what? You know, considering Azeez Al-Shaair is your middle linebacker, you play with this swarmy attitude, there's a lot of hitting going on. This is something the Texans, since D'Amico got here, have not been afraid to bring in guys who straddle the line of physicality. Denzel Perryman, for one, Kareem Jackson last year. Yeah, I can see the Texans being number one, and then you remove your hand from the numbers. Like, okay, not number one by, like, triple and a half. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if you dig into these numbers, people, because I know a lot of you saw this yesterday, 2.1 million of the 3.1 million are the game checks that D'Nico Autry missed. By the way, for a PED suspension, it wasn't even a suspension where he went headhunting or something like that.
Right,
it wasn't even something where, because I think the narrative that gets drawn from this, you start to bake in that the Azeez Al-Shaair hit on Trevor Lawrence. You bake in the fact that the Texans have drawn a reputation, good and bad, for the physicality that they play with. And people are like, oh yeah, there's a, I mean, I kind of like it. I don't mind it too much. It's just, it's false, this graphic. It's not true.
Yeah. It's just flat out wrong. Yeah, they're not fines. It's money that was lost during a suspension.
They're game
checks. It's like saying that somebody was convicted of murder when it was simply negligent homicide.
Correct.
Which we've all done, you know?
Yeah, we
all
know that.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, yeah. So 2.1, now, you take out that 2.1 million, you're still at nearly $1 million, and you're still number one in the league. But there are also two other suspensions baked into the Texans' number. Mario Edwards Jr., which, by the way, wasn't a dirty play suspension. That was
substances of abuse.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was $325K, I think. And then Azeez Al-Shaair definitely lost game checks for physicality. Was $338. You shake it all up and you pour it all on the table, and the amount that was that was actual fines was only $314,000.
Listen, we're not violent. We've just got a drug problem.
That's it,
okay?
Man. Yeah.
Would you back off a little bit, Mom?
We're good.
All right. It's not like I'm out there murdering people.
Right.
I like just putting stuff in my body I'm not supposed to put in my body.
Yeah. That's the Texans are the guy where they do like really destructive things. Where you're like, he's a really good guy though. You know what I mean? Like he's a good dude if you get to know him a little bit.
Yeah. Like he's doing a lot of drugs, but he's not out there robbing convenience stores to fuel his habit or anything.
Right,
you know?
right.
Come on.
He pays for it with his own money, all right?
What was the game when John Harris pointed out that the defensive line was the healthiest and least suspended it's been this year?
Well, it had to be late in the season. It was when Mario Edwards came back, whatever game that was, I think. Might have been the Chiefs game right around there, Miami game, something like that. So look, I'm not here to say I'm angry about the false reporting. I mean, I wish they'd do better. As some like to tell us on the text page, do better.
Yeah.
But you know, like the optics of the Texans being triple and a half more dirty than everybody else. Yeah, okay. I like rooting for the heel sometimes, you know?
This came up during the Azeez Al-Shaair ordeal.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like, man, all right, yeah, I'd like the Texans to be the villains here. That would be fun. And a lot of people said to me, hey, Seth, the Texans aren't a team that can pull that off, or they haven't been that historically, or ownership doesn't want it. I think that,
I don't know about that.
The Texans have changed in a lot of respects.
Yeah.
The big thing is that they could totally be villains defensively right now. The problem is they're so drastically the opposite of villains offensively,
yeah,
or have been. They're the opposite of a bully on offense. They are a finesse team that doesn't do the finesse well as of yet. And maybe that can change this year. But I need the offense to at least be credible at rushing the football if you want to be known as a team that the sum total is a very physical football.
You got to have both sides of the football be good to be able to be a main event level heel. A heel that can main event WrestleMania. Right now they're a heel that's a fun mid-card act, you know, like to kind of, you know, get you through the show here a little bit. The defense has that persona, no doubt about it. The offense, you're right. The offense has some work to do in that department.
It's the difference between the Raiders in their golden age when, okay, they broke the rules a lot, but they were also really scary.
Yeah.
To the point where when the Raiders became, okay, they're the most penalized team in the league, but it's just because they lack discipline.
There's a difference. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
If you're going to commit violent acts, make it worth something.
Right.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
Rob a bank, not a convenience store.
That's right, man. Yeah, the $186 you're going to walk away with in a convenience store.
That's a lot of times I do when I go in and I talk to young juvenile delinquents. I'll be like, "What were you thinking, man? What do you think? You rob a convenience store? Have you no ambition? What are you doing? Like, exercise a little planning in your life.
No
all
kidding.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you can do it. You can turn this around.
Right.
All right." You could become like a crypto thief
yes.
at some point if you put your nose to the grindstone yeah. and you work, okay?
Yes.
I see this in you. Others don't.
Rob,
you don't have to be just a convenience store yeah. the robber. You can aim higher.
Thief better.
Yeah.
Rob better, all right?
You see these South American chaps? That's what I say. You see these South American chaps?
Oh.
They're out there like planning when the what do they call them? The South American theft groups? They've got a whole acronym for them.
Do they really?
SATGs, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
You took
that group, those people that got caught robbing Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Yeah,
and all
yeah,
them.
the Chilean mob, whatever they were. Yeah.
Who ultimately are going to get convicted because they took selfies with the loot.
We're going to hit
bad,
them. In.
Bad idea.
We're going to hit them.
Again, I wish I could have talked to those young men beforehand.
Yeah. No, you would have given them a good pep talk and helped them plan better.
Just a little bit of foresight,
yep,
you know?
Yep, for sure, for sure. We'll talk about them in the 7 o'clock hour.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Danico Autry is a big part of this number here, 2.1 million. If you recall, this is what Nick Caserio said about Danico Autry after they signed him last year.
Danico, I mean, this guy's a badass. I mean, this guy's a junkyard dog. Like, if you go into a dark alley, like, you want this guy behind you. Like, this is a bad MF-er. I mean, and a really good football player.
Okay, this is the thing with Danico Autry. I think he did some good things this year, but he was banged up and injured a lot. He was suspended to start the season. And I know that his story is that, hey, a pharmacy screwed up whatever he was supposed to be getting, and it was something that was banned by the NFL. And that might be 100% true. The problem is the guy had a career year as a 33-year-old in Tennessee. In the next offseason, he gets pinned for PEDs. He comes back this year. He's 34 years old, doesn't play as well. He's injured all the time, and now he's entering his 35-year-old season. It's you gotta divorce anything you feel about the guy personally or what have you, because I love the way he plays football, but all of those signs point to the logical decision that you got to move on from him.
Mm.
And you can save a little bit of cap money if you do.
Yeah, Jonathan Alexander has a piece where the Texans, who are at $5 million in cap space, before the cap was in, the new cap was announced, everybody's going to get another $20 million here around the league. So, you know, call it $25 million now with the new space that they were just given. But the Texans are going to open up more space by restructuring Guy. Well, we can dig into this a little deeper later in the show, but as long as we're talking about Autry, he's front and center in this piece because Jonathan's got some guys you can restructure and open up some cap space. He's got some guys that you can cut, and Danico Autry is one of the guys you can cut. And the bottom line is you can cut him before – you could cut him today and save $5.7 million. You can make him a June 1st, post-June 1st designation and save nearly $9 million on this year's cap. That's funny, Seth. So you think there's a good chance they move on from Danico Autry to get $9 million in cap space this year?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, he's 35 years old, and you gotta just look at it. If you're an outsider looking in, there's a lot of ifs here, you know, and there's a lot of buts. Like, well, he was suspended, but he didn't know that what he was putting into his body.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know how long he was putting what he didn't know into his body when he had a career year at age 33. He got injured a lot this last year. You could say, well, he played really well when he was healthy, but he got injured a lot. Yeah, he's 34 years old, and now he's going to be a year older. And it doesn't bode well for what's going to happen as he gets 1 year older.
That's good. They're all good points. I'm just wondering, he was pretty good in that Charger game. He was murdering that poor guard in the Chargers game.
Right. You know who was really good in the last couple of years of his career when he was healthy? Kobe Bryant. But he was also perpetually injured. Was he worth the contract?
I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek. I do think, like, the part that makes me pause is D'Amico loves to, you know, building through the defensive line, you know, like, and robbing. And again, I know he's old and he might be injured and so forth. Like, I wonder, like, if trying to steal cap space from the defensive line group, if that's something they're going to do.
Okay, if you're stealing cap space from the defensive line group from somebody that you expect to play 17 games, then, you don't want to do that. That's the whole sum total of it is, all right, we're going to spend money against the cap to keep a guy that's probably going to get injured. And the chances would be, By the laws of anatomy, he's probably going to be more injured as he gets older.
I wonder if maybe they split the middle and go to him and see if he take a pay cut, you know, something like that.
Yeah, that's a smart thing.
I think they want him on the team, but the points you raise are all valid.
Of course they are.
Right, but I'm still hesitant that they're gonna cut him outright. Maybe I'm getting swept up.
Who is the most villainous team in the NFL right now? I feel like the Lions actually might be on a fast track to it because of the way they play defense.
Yeah.
They had a lot of illegal hits, and we'll see what it looks like without Aaron Glenn.
Like their safety, Brian Branch in particular, is viewed as that kind of guy.
Yeah.
So, off the top of my head, I know the Lions are a good one. I'd have to think about that one. I think the Texans are up there.
The competition between the Texans and some of these other teams.
I think defensively the Texans are up there on the list for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll dig more into the cap gymnastics the Texans need to maybe go through here to pick up some dudes. We got a lot of headlines to get into, man. Finally, it's been a headline light week. Seth and I getting ready to head to West Palm Beach for a little baseball next week. Big thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors for sending us there. We greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate that. Up next, headlines of retirement in the NFL. It kind of bumps up against the Texans a little bit. We've got press conference times for the head coach and the GM next week at the Combine. Big news in the TV world as well we'll get to in headlines. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.